Stephen Moore is the chief economist for the Heritage Foundation, a contributor to the Wall Street Journal, and joins us at least once every week. And he is also an advisor to the Trump White House. And we hear that President Trump is looking to do some sort of tax-related event coming up tomorrow if House Republicans are able to get their tax bill out. We also hear that Republicans are making a host of last-minute changes to the package. Trump will meet with Speaker Ryan today, this afternoon, and Mike Pence, I believe he travels to Capitol Hill to meet with the House committee chairs all about tax reform to try to take the news cycle in a non-Manafort sort of direction. Let's start there with Stephen Moore. What are you hearing about the tax efforts?
Hi, John. Well, this is a big week, no question about it. You know, last week was a big week because they cleared the hurdle of, you know, getting the budget passed, which enables the tax cut. And now, you know, they've got to put, you know, pen to paper and get this thing, this legislation actually written. That's what they've been scrambling to do over the last 4 days. And yes, you had the story right. They are expected to release the plan, the House plan, tomorrow, the legislation. There's all sorts of rumors flying around about what that bill will look like. There was one rumor circulating a few days ago about 401k plans might be cut back. I don't think that's going to happen. Now, the latest rumor is they may want to delay or phase in the tax cuts, which I think is a bad idea. But look, on balance, I think things are moving along at a pretty steady pace, and I think we're on a pace that we could actually get a bill signed into law as Trump wants by Christmas.
Stephen, what about the salt tax? Now, it would seem to me that if you take away the deductions for property and whatnot, that might that would in turn, I think, hurt the economy with people having less disposable income. Yes, no.
Well, no, I mean, look, let's not forget, this is a big tax cut we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of a $3 trillion tax cut over 10 years. So the vast, vast majority of taxpayers are going to get a reduction in their taxes. Now, people in high tax states and Illinois, and in terms of your state and local taxes, I know this because I'm from Illinois, as you guys know, is one of the highest tax states in the country. And the question is, really, is it fair for people in Texas and Tennessee and Florida and New Hampshire to pay more taxes to help underwrite the excessive flabby government that you have in Springfield and your state and local governments? And look, I actually think this is a win-win. I'm going to make a case to you that this is something that you should want in Illinois, because if we get rid of the state and local tax deduction, number one, you're going to get a federal tax cut if you live in Illinois. And number two, it is going to force Illinois to cut their taxes, because no longer will the federal government underwrite 40% of your taxes. You're not going to be able to deduct that anymore, and the taxpayers are going to have, you know, rakes in their hand and pitchforks going to those legislatures. They cut our taxes. We can't afford it anymore. So, and by the way, I think in the end of the day, that loss of state and local deduction will only apply to people who make over, say, $500,000 a year. So only very wealthy people will lose their state and local deduction.
Do you know, as far as talking about tax reform or tax cuts or what have you, it reminds me, I just read that profile of John Boehner at Politico.com, which was really fascinating.
And yeah, it was. I read it, too.
And we got so close to a grand bargain between John Boehner as Speaker, Barack Obama as President, and it was those six senators, three Republicans, three Democrats, who were not told in the negotiations, and they wound up cashiering the entire deal. That might have been something similar to what we're looking at now a few years ago. Your thoughts?
Well, look, I mean, I'm old enough to remember in 1986, so that was, 31 years ago, because I worked at that's gives you a hint of how old I am, but I was working for Ronald Reagan at the time, and we did a bipartisan tax reform, one of the great achievements, I think, in the last 50 years in Washington, where we cut the tax rates and broadened the tax base. We got rid of a lot of the loopholes. It was a very smooth and efficient system. And by the way, it was Ronald Reagan and then Bill Bradley, a Democratic, part of a Democrat, a lot of Democrats. In fact, that bill passed 97-3 in the Senate to cut the highest tax rate to 28%. Now, the reason I mention that is, John, how many Democrats do you think there are in Congress that would want to cut the top tax rates 28%?
Oh, 0.0. And I know that's the problem, but it was a different era, though. The politicians, Tip O'Neill among them, and Ronald Reagan, they had a club that they could use on these guys. That's all gone away with the elimination of earmarks.
Well, look, I mean, but we don't want earmarks. Earmarks are a way of just buying and selling political favors. I think the difference is the Democratic Party has been taken over by a radical left that believes in income redistribution over growth. And, you know, I long for the days we had Bill Bradley's. And by the way, John F. Kennedy was a tax cutter. Mm-hmm. I mean, you listen to the speeches of John F. Kennedy back in the 60s. He talked about we're going to cut the taxes. We're going to create jobs. We're going to create higher income for people. You know, that was the doctrine of the Democrats in the 60s. Now they've become so, and by the way, I'm not here to rah-rah Republicans. They've got a lot of problems, too. But it's a sad situation. Yeah. And I don't think there's a single Democrat in the Illinois delegation, either in your Senate or in the House, that will vote for a tax cut from the American workers and American businesses. Now, I was just listening to your news broadcast. I think you guys said that the Dow is up another, 40 points already this morning. We've seen a 5,000 point increase in the Dow since Trump was elected. $5.5 trillion of new wealth. I mean, the economy is booming right now. It is red hot. It's sizzling. We're going to get another blockbuster jobs report on Friday. All we need to do to make this economy grow on a much more sustained high level, I think, is get this tax cut done. So,
well, I hope that Kevin Brady, who's running this from the Republican side of things in the House Ways and Means, I hope that he can at least keep people in the loop so nobody runs in front of him and winds up souring the whole process.
Well, I hope so, too. I mean, this is for the Republicans, putting aside the economic policy implications. Politically, if Republicans don't get this done this year, I think they're just going to get wiped out next year. People are going to say, wait, you didn't get Obamacare repealed. You didn't get a tax cut passed. You run the House, the Senate, and the presidency. What is wrong with this party? So I think it's a gut check moment for the Republicans. And I'm going to make a prediction here on WLS that this does get done by Christmas. It'll be a nice Christmas present to the American worker that you're going to get a tax cut. The average person, even in Illinois, is going to save about $500 a year on their tax.
That's all good
right.
money.
Well, I'll take that. I hope it happens. Stephen, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you next week, and happy Halloween.
And go Astros.
Okay, go Astros.
Yeah, because the Dodgers beat his Cubs. I got you. All right.
Yeah, well, it should be a good game tonight. Stephen Moore joining us here on WLS.